بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are reading the last hadith of in this chapter, or in which we are commanded to that we must command the right and that we must forbid the wrong and the evil. The hadith in which Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes a narration, and there are very few riwayat from Hazrat Abu Bakr which shows the importance of what he has narrated. And he says that you people read the ayat of the Quran Sharif, that you be worried about yourself. If you are all right, you are practicing on deen, then those who are not practicing will not be able to harm you. But it comes إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ, if you are on hidayat. And that hidayat is not only you yourself on hidayat, but that you are stopping others also. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained that you people say that, but in the hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the people will see the wrongdoers and do not stop them from their wrongdoing, then it is very soon that Allah tabaraka ta'ala will send a punishment which will engulf all, for the wrongdoers, for the wrong that they are doing, and for those who are doing right, who are not doing any wrong, but they are not stopping the wrongdoers. For them also, that wrong of theirs, of not stopping the wrongdoers. So with regard to that, the commentary on the hadith, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu sought to clarify the Quranic ayat that some people were interpreting incorrectly, that they felt that if we are just doing right and others are doing wrong and we don't stop them, then we are safe. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu wished to correct them. They erroneously thought that they would not be punished if they did not advise and warn the wrongdoers. As there are many people who are engaged in their own ibadat and they say, we don't interfere with other people and we don't worry what other people are doing as long as we are doing the right things. So that was the opinion that those people had, because they themselves were practicing on the right and avoiding the wrong. And that is not sufficient for a person. He might be doing deeds, work also, and everything, but he does not worry about the wrong which other people are doing. The essence of the explanation was that being rightly guided entails advising others towards good and prohibiting them from evil. إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ إِنْ يُعَوْنِ هِدَايَةً, that in there is explanation that you are on hidayat when you are stopping others as well. Not only that you are doing the good yourself and you're not stopping others. Every individual of the ummah should take up the responsibility of advising and counseling those who engage in wrong. This is a farz ayn. On every individual it is farz, that he must see that whoever is doing anything wrong, that he stops that person from that wrong. If the responsibility of prohibiting sin is ignored, the oppressors and sinners will be punished because of their sin. If this duty is not fulfilled, then the wrongdoers, they will be wrong and they will be liable for punishment because of the wrong that they are doing, while others will be punished because they did not stop the sin despite having the ability to do so. Those who have the ability to do so, and that is mainly your imani power that you have, that we find in the annals of the history of Islam, that those people, they stopped the evil, they had no other material power with them, but they stopped the tyrants and the wrongdoers and they told them clearly of the wrong that they are doing. So this is a very great and important responsibility also upon us. But unfortunately today, forget prohibiting the wrong, we ourselves are involved in so much wrong. And we condone and we allow all the wrong that is taking place around us. Allah Ta'ala open our blind eyes, and Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to be able to speak out against the wrong. And even if people criticize us, pass all types of remarks that should not deter us in any way. That should, in fact, that should encourage us that we are on the right path. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, when he found out people are criticizing him, he made shukr to Allah, because that is a proof that you are on the right path when people criticize you. So may Allah give us all tawfiq to call, to speak the truth and to call to the truth and not keep quiet in spite of all the wrongs that is happening. SubhanAllah.